You're listening to All Things Considered here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Aaron Selbig. Donald Trump's surprise run to the presidency captured most of the attention around last year's election. But in Emmett County, there was another quiet revolution. Residents there voted out every single sitting member of the county board of commissioners, all but one, Charlie McInnes. McInnes kept his seat, and at the new commission's first meeting, he was elected chairman. Charlie McInnes joins us today to talk about why voters in Emmett County decided to go in a new direction and what that new direction might be. And in the interest of transparency, he is a member of IPR's Community Advisory Council. Mr. McInnes, thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Aaron, for having me.
So it's unusual to see so many incumbents lose in one election. The people of Emmett County clearly wanted some change. Why do you think voters voted the way they did?
Well, they really wanted change, and the principal reason was the county board borrowed $15 million without voter approval. They embarked on a project to build a building at our Dark Sky Park up here that was supposed to cost $7 million, but the voters weren't really supportive of. They took over the local nonprofit ambulance service and were going to spend $3 million on that takeover. That's now costing $8 million. These projects were grossly underestimated, and the final costs, which the new board now has to deal with, are much higher than planned. So those kinds of things really, really bothered the community.
You were the only vote, I recall, in opposition to the construction project at the International Dark Sky Park at the Headlands. And like you said, that project is now over budget. You know, and looking back on it, do you think that was a mistake?
You know, I have asked people who were involved with that project, could you show me the plans? Could you show me your original vision? Could you show me your business plan to operate it? Could you show me the groups that are going to come together to use this $9 million building? And they don't have anything. And it's odd because, you know, if you're going to spend $9 million, there ought to be a kind of a big fat document somewhere that says what you were thinking, what you were planning, and how it was all going to roll out. The document might be somewhere, but I have not found it.
Well, still, the Dark Sky Park is a popular place. I've been there myself, and it's always, you know, it gets pretty crowded up there, and proponents say that those facilities were needed, that it'll add to the park's, you know, growing reputation as a tourist destination. Do you think that investment might pay off in the long run, like those folks said it would?
If it's going to pay off, it's going to be a long, long, long time. But, you know, the main thing that the public needed was a little bit of shelter and some bathrooms and maybe a gathering space to have classes. How that became $9 million is a mystery to me. I mean, if it were $3 million or $2 million, I would say, boy, this is going to be a really good thing. But $9 million is a lot of taxpayer money, especially when the voters never had a chance to vote on it.
The county also decided to switch from a privately contracted ambulance service to a county-run ambulance service. How is that working out so far?
Operationally, the ambulance crews are doing a fabulous job, and that's never been in dispute. Whether they need $8 million worth of buildings is a bit much. We have a building up in Mackinac City that's about 100 feet from the county line. It's not well situated to serve Emmett County residents. It was really situated in part to serve the residents of St. Ignace and Mackinac Island because there was some hope that they would want to take part in the service. They said no, so the building is out of position. But the third building that's now under construction, a $3.5 million building, is a bit much, and the money's run out. So we now have a dilemma. We have a building that's going to be on a two-lane road that right now is snow-covered, to be the main headquarters of the ambulance service, and there's some questions.
At its first meeting, the new commission made some pretty sweeping changes to the way it does business. There used to be several committees that would specialize in things like finance, transportation, personnel. Now, as I understand it, those committees are gone, and the full board of commissioners will handle all of that work itself. Why was that change necessary?
Well, In December, the airport needed a new fuel truck. So the request for a fuel truck by the airport manager went to the airport committee. From there, it went to the finance committee to approve the new fuel truck. And then it went to the administrative committee. And then it went to the full board. So that's three committees before it got to the board to buy a fuel truck. Now, it was a replacement for an existing fuel truck, and the money was in the budget for it. So why did three committees have to do that? It's a mystery to me. And by the time it came to the full board, we talked ourselves out of breath. And when the public comes to the public meeting to hear about the purchase of the fuel truck, we don't say anything because we've been talking at a meeting in Pelston and a meeting here and a meeting there, and the public can't participate. Now we have changed the rules. So we have fewer committees. The agenda will be published 3 days in advance. It's not actually all that revolutionary. It's pretty normal.
Charlie McInnes is chairman of the Emmett County Board of Commissioners. Mr. McInnes, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Aaron.